Is it really dangerous to use a telephone during a thunderstorm? A look at some fact and fiction today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 14th, the 226th day of the year. Comedian Steve Martin has a birthday, and America celebrated Victory Over Japan, or VJ Day, on this day in 1945. It used to be a concern, in some households at least, that using a telephone in a thunderstorm was dangerous. The fear wasn't entirely unfounded. Outside wires can be struck by lightning and transfer the charge to an indoor handset. That injures the user. But the question today is it safe for a cell phone in a thunderstorm? And the answer is yes. There are no wires or other means of conducting an electrical charge, so using a cell phone in a lightning storm puts you at no additional risk. Just don't stand on your roof while making that call. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.